According to a Meir that holds that it's called Mam Gevoya, belongs to Hashem, just we have a right to eat it, you can't be Yotze Mitzvos Matzah. We'll soon see why not. How do we know that Matzah has to belong to you? The Divrei Chachamim, but according to Chachamim, Yotze Bo Yedecha Basar V'Pesach. If you have Matzah made from Maitse Sheni, you would be Yotze Mitzvos Matzah. Because according to Chachamim, Maitse Sheni is called your Mammon, it belongs to us Mamish, so it's called Matzah Sechim, it belongs to us, we Yotze Mitzvos Matzah with it. Same thing, Esrog Shem Maitse Sheni. If you have an Esrog on Sukkis, that what was from Maitse Sheni? You had the Esrog tree, and you gave off Maitse Sheni, and this is the Maitse Sheni you brought to Yerushalayim. You can't be Yotze Mitzvos Esrog, the Divrei Rabbi Meir. Ain yoytze boy deicha vase biyomtiv. You're not yoytze yechayiv. The divrei chachamim are them yoytze boy deicha vase biyomtiv. But according to chachamim, that ma'aseh sheni belongs to you. It's your esrog. You could be yoytze mitzvahs esrog with it. We'll soon see how we know this. Fredi Gemara, maskev lo rav papa. So you said so far three halachas that chala is only chayiv according to chachamim, but according to Rav Meir it's potim in a chala. Then we had matzah, yipotter, according to Rav Meir. And then we had mitzvahs esrog, also yipotter, according to Rav Meir. So maskul of Rav Papa. Bishloim isa, bishloim about the loch of challah, where the Torah says you have to take off challah from your dough. I understand, the pasuk says, arisoi seichem. It has to be your dough. So idashim mishelochem. It has to be dough that belongs to you 100%. Therefore, according to Rav Meir, maisa sheni is mom and gavoya. It doesn't belong to you 100%. You only have a head to teed it. You wouldn't be Yitzha, you would have no chiv to take off challah from Maaseh Sheni according to Rav Meir. How do you understand? Esrog nami, Hilchas Esrog, I also understand. The pasuk says, Ulakachtem lochem, Vidashin lochem, Mishalachem yehei. The Esrog has to belong to you. That's why the first day on Sukkot, as Midiraisa, you only Yitzha an Esrog that belongs to you. You can't be Yitzha an Esrog Shula. You can't be Yitzha if you borrow somebody else's Esrog. The first day it says lochem, the Esrog has to belong to you. This we understand. Elo matzah by the mitzvah matzah. How did Rav Asi know to say this? Mitziv matzah seichem. Where does the terrorist say matzah seichem? You have to own your own matzah. Mechit taste according to Rav Meir, you won't be yotze with matzah that comes from Maaseh Sheni. The Torah doesn't say it has to belong to you the matzah. And for the Gemara, Omar Rava Vitema Rav Yema, Bashalmiya Asiya Lechem Lechem. He learns it from Gzeira Shava. True, by matzah itself it doesn't say it. But there's a gzeira shava lechem lechem to challah. Ksiv hoch, it says here, by matzah lechem oini. What type of a matzah do you have to have? Lechem oini. Well, ksiv hosem, and it says by the mitzvah challah, ksiv hosem, vahoya bal chochem lechem oritz, when you come to eat from the lechem oritz, and then it says, arisa seichem. So ma lahalin, just like by isa, by challah, we just dash in the posek arisa seichem, mishalachem, that only dough that mamash belongs to you, ayim chuy v'teik of challah, and not from dough of ma'aseh sheni according to Rav Meir, is that kan, the same halach applies to mitzvah matzah. Mishalachem, it's as if the Torah says, mishalachem, by matzah also. You only yaitse matzah if the matzah belongs to you. And if nami, matzah shula, you're not yaitse by matzah. The matzah has to belong to you. So the moral lema mesaylei. Let me bring a raya to Rav Asi. I'll bring a raya to what that all these three halachas have the din that it has to belong to you. And in Echlam, according to Rav Meir, you're not going to be there'll be no chiyuv challah. You're not going to be yotze mitzvahs esrog, and you won't be yotze mitzvahs matzah. What's the raya? Lema mesaylei. Say the halacha isa shem ma'aseh sheni. If you have this dough that's made from ma'aseh sheni, the wheat was ma'aseh sheni, even though you're in Yerushalayim now and you're allowed to eat it there. Still pturim in a challah. It's potim in a challah divrei Rav Meir. This is Rav Meir's shita. Why is it potim according to Rav Meir? The chur, of course, we dash in the posek arisa seichem that challah is only mechuyiv if you mamish own the dough, and if the dough that's ma'aseh sheni you don't own it, you're potim from challah. The chom mar nechom nesteich hayevet. The chom hold that ma'aseh sheni is mamish your mamin. It's just a loch, you can't eat it outside Yerushalayim. Therefore, you have a chiyuv challah. Is the chur lema masayle? Let's bring a raya. For the Gemara, what do you mean, let's bring a raya? Hainu hach, it's mamash the same halacha. Like by chala, true, you bring in a raya. But what do you mean a raya to Rav Asi? Rav Asi said three halachas. This is only a raya to one, then only to chala. What's the raya to the other three halachas? So the Marhochi come, this is what he meant to say. Leima, let's say, mida pligi, the isa, panach nami pligi. Lechura, the same way this is machlekes by isa, you see by chala, that according to Rav Meir, it's not called yours. So you put it from challah, the same swear would apply by matzah and by esrog. Oy Dilma, maybe no. The other tzad is no. I'll tell you, slug you up. Maybe there's no raya from here to Rabasi. I'll tell you, maybe challah is different than the mitzvah of esrog and the mitzvah of matzah. Maybe only by challah do we darshan to say that according to Rav Meir Potter. Why? Oy Dilma shani yosin yosiv arisoseichem trei zimni. Maybe by challah, the Potter says two times arisoseichem, that you only mechuyiv in challah where the dough mamet belongs to you. It says it two times to tell the teachers a chiddush. Even though Meister, see the chiddush is that even though Meister Sheni is mamam gevoyim, what does it mean as mamam gevoyim? It has his surim on it. You're not allowed to eat outside Yerushalayim, but inside Yerushalayim, your mamam shall not eat it. So I was thinking, even according to Rameya, maybe that's still called yours. So I'll tell you no. By Chala, the Torah says two times. The Risa Seichem tells the chiddush. Even this Meister Sheni, that is, since it's not yours 100%, it belongs to mamam gevoyim, it's not called yours. But maybe by matzah and by esrog, it is called lechem. Maybe Maisi Sheni is also called lechem. Since the Maisi, you have a heter achila, you're allowed to eat it in your shalayim, maybe that's called enough to give it a shem lechem. What's not called lechem? Maybe only by challah. So here it says two times, arisaseichem, that's a miyit, that Maisi Sheni is not called yours. So you won't have a clear right to Ravasi. Ravasi is being mechadesh that even for matzah and even for esrog also, according to Rav Meir Shita, Maisi Sheni is siddur mamon gevoyim, even though you have a right to eat it, it's not called lechem. So that chiddush, we don't have a raya from this braisa. Maybe only by chal is the machlokes, and not by matzah, and not by esrog. Mavaita. Boy Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Mao sheyotz odem yidei chavosoi bechalo, shomai shesheni b'yushlayim. What's going to be the halacha if you have matzah made from dough, flour, from wheat that was maaser sheni, and you took off challah, you gave it to a kohen. In other words, you had a lot of dough, and you took off challah from it, and this was a dough of maaser sheni. So that's the shaila. You have dough now, that's maaser sheni, that's challah. Is ali but Rav Yosef lili loy tiboylech. Kohen Rav Yosef lili is no shailas. Hashdib b'chulun loy nofik, Rav Yosef lili said that maaser sheni can't be yotze mitzvahs matzah. Because he dashen lechem oini, lechem that has to be mutter from oini and tidit. Yotze maisi sheni, and oini is not allowed to eat maisi sheni, you're not yotze mitzvahs matzah. Is bechalosimi boy, madach with the chulun of maisi sheni, not yotze, avada with the chalashi boy, pshiti, not yotze. The Rashi, the Omeliel, yotze ze shen anecho baninus. The Abyeshek little dashen apostle, lechem oini, means lechem that an oini, a person that's craving were made. Before the kvura, he's not allowed to eat maaser sheni. So melo, you can't be yotze lechem. You know, the maaser sheni, so maaser sheni can't be yotze mitzvahs matzah with it. That was a basic lili shita. According to a basic lili, there's no shaila here. Avada with maaser sheni, you can't be yotze mitzvahs matzah. Now where's my shaila? Kiti bolach aliba the Rabbi Kiva. My shaila is according to Rabbi Kiva that he said what you could be yotze mitzvahs matzah with maaser sheni. He dashims lechem oni means it has to be poor man's bread. Abi, you don't have yayin shem or davash inside it. But even though it's made for maaser sheni, that you could eat, that you can't eat when you're an oinin, so what? Still you could be called lechem oini, and you yotze the mitzvahs matzah. That was Rabbi Kiva's svara. The Rabbi Kiva before dashim the posuk b'chol mosh v'seichem, he dashim to tell us that bikurim, you're not yotze matzah from bikurim. If you have wheat that you gave to the kohen for bikurim, with that you can't be yotze the mitzvahs matzah. So why? The posuk says b'chol mosh v'seichem, you have to be able to eat it all over. And Bikurim can only eat in Yerushalayim, therefore you're not Yotzim. The question was then, Maaser Sheni should be the same thing also. Maaser Sheni, you're only allowed to eat inside Yerushalayim. Talkan Rabbi Kiva holds, you're allowed to be Yotzim Mitzvah Matzah with Maaser Sheni. I, Maaser Sheni, is also only in Yerushalayim. So you gave a terrace, it goes according to Rabbi Lezer. Now Rabbi Lezer says there's a Hechatimsa, that if the Maaser Sheni becomes Tomei, when it becomes Tomei, you're allowed to be Poderit even in Yerushalayim, and you can eat this Maaser Sheni any place you want in Eretz Yisrael. So since as a Hecha Timsa, Maaser Sheni could become Hutter, Teet, any place in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, that's called B'chol Mosh V'seichem. Sure, calls a man, it's Torah, you can't. But once it becomes Tomei, that's the Locha, you're allowed to be Poida Maaser Sheni. That was Rabbi Kiva's Locha before. Now we have a good Shiloh here. Now you have this Maaser Sheni, but you took off Challah from it. So you have Maaser Sheni, that's Challah. Now, what's Maaser Sheni really you only allowed to eat in Yerushalayim? Why do we say it's called B'chol Mosh V'seichem? Because on the side, the Maaser Sheni becomes Tomei, then you could be Poderit, and then you can eat it wherever you want. But now that it's Challah, Challah Tomei you never allowed to eat. There's no din pidyon on Challah Tomei. Challah that became Tomei, you have to burn, you can't eat it. So now it's a Shiloh. This Maaser Sheni, that's Challah, there's no way in the world to eat this outside Yerushalayim. You're only allowed to eat it kol zman it's tor. Kol zman it's tor, it's ma'isa sheni. You can only eat it in Yerushalayim. You can eat it outside Yerushalayim. So what would Rabbi Akiva say in such a loch like this? It's two things. It's ma'isa sheni and chala. Even though each one by itself would be yetzi de mitzvah matzah. From chalav alone, you could be yotzei mitzvah matzah. From ma'aseh sheni alone, you could be yotzei mitzvah matzah. There you put the two together, that's the shaila. Do we say a migu, look at each one separately, or else no? Now that they're both together and there's no way to eat this outside Yerushalayim, maybe it's no good. So tomorrow, the shaila is according to Rabbi Akiva. I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. The chulin, who did not say by regular ma'aseh sheni yotzei, the mitzvah, because we said this before, if the ma'aseh sheni becomes tamei, yesh lohen, heter b'moshavis. Then according to Rabbi Lezer, sheet you're allowed to be poidrit, and you can eat it wherever you want. Avu chala, mashenke, now that this ma'aseh sheni is chala, di mitmeh becomes tamei, lest lehefta b'mashavos. Ules reifu azlu, fakeh, chala that became tamei, you have to burn it. So there's mela, loy nofik. You can't be yotzei mitzvah matzah with this matzah, which is from ma'aseh sheni, that's chala. Because there's no way to eat it outside Yerushalayim. So Dilma may be known. Armin and Hoyle, we say it's for often Hoyle. Vilo loy koro lashen. Since if you would have not called it chala, just left it as ma'aseh sheni, the itmet would have become tamei. Is lehetev ma'shavos, then you could have been poyder the ma'aseh sheni and eat it outside Yerushalayim. The nofik one, you could be yotzei mitzvah matzah. Hashtag nami nofik. We say it's far from hoyel. Even though now you made it into chala, we have to look at each issa separately. The issa ma'aseh sheni by itself, you could be yotzei mitzvah matzah with. The issa chala by itself alone, you could be yotzei mitzvah matzah. So as a svara, look at each issa by itself, maybe you would be yotzei mitzvah matzah. Or else the other side is no. Now that it's both together, there's no way to eat it outside Yerushalayim. Maybe you're not yotzei. So that's the suffix. Ika the army, something like this. Ho vadi loyti boiloch. That's also for sure not a shayla. The vadi for sure armin, we say hoyl. We say such svara as hoyl. Look at each issa by itself. The Issa Ma'aseh Sheni Sheboi is, you could be Yotzei Mitzvah Matzah. Because as the Issa Ma'aseh Sheni, there is a Heketim Sari outside Yerushalayim. And as the Issa Chala by itself, also Chala, you could be Yotzei Mitzvah Matzah. So even though now they're both together, but it's not a new Issa, it's just made up of two Issurim, and each Issa you could be Yotzei Mitzvah Matzah, Avadi Yotzei. Kiti Bullock, where's my Shalom? Chala, if you have Chala, Halakuach Bekesev Ma'aseh Sheni. By Ma'aseh Sheni, there's two things. First of all, you have the actual chitim, the actual payrus of ma'aseh sheni. Let's say you live outside Yerushalayim and you have 100 pounds of it. It's too heavy to bring to Yerushalayim. So lach is outside Yerushalayim, you purge it on money. You take your $100 bill now and bring it to Yerushalayim. And now with the money, you buy wheat. That's called halakuach for ma'aseh sheni. So somebody took the money that he was purged in ma'aseh sheni, went to Yerushalayim, and now with this money, he went ahead and bought wheat. So he bought wheat now that's called bought with money ma'aseh sheni. And you made into challah. This is the show now. Valiba the Rabbanon leti boiloch. Kivun the Amr yifta hainu maisa. The Rabbanon say, whether it's maisa sheni itself that came into Yerushalayim, or whether it's Paris that were bought with maisa sheni, they have the same halacha. That when, even though they came into Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim you can't take it outside anymore, but if it became tummy though, then you could be poiduit. So according to Rabbanon, it's exact same halacha as maisa sheni by itself. So Kiti Bolach, when do I have my suffix? A libra of Yehuda. The Yomi Yikover. He says no. That if you bought Paris with the money of Ma'aseh Sheni, the Paris now are not such a choshevlik iser. It's not so chom of this Kedusha. So this Kedusha of Ma'aseh Sheni can never be poydim. Even if it becomes tummy now, even if these Paris become tummy, you can't be poydim them. There's no way to be poydim these Ma'aseh Sheni. Halacha is only if real Paris of Ma'aseh Sheni, you bring it to Yerushalayim and it becomes Tameh, you could be poidrid. Because that has the real Kedusha of Ma'aseh Sheni. But if you hold, if these Paris are not really Ma'aseh Sheni, you are poidrid of Ma'aseh Sheni onto money. You brought the money into Yerushalayim. Now in Yerushalayim you take this money and buy new Paris. True, the Paris get Kedusha of Ma'aseh Sheni, but it's not so strong as the original Ma'aseh Sheni. Therefore, if these Paris now become Tameh, there's no way to be poidrid. That's the shayla. This noun we learned like this. Halakuach bekesu ma'aseh sheni. Paris that you bought with the money of ma'aseh sheni. Shenitmo became tummy in Yerushalayim. Yifte, the Tanakhama says, still you can be part of it. It's like regular ma'aseh sheni. You have Yudu Aymen, no Yikoder. You have to bury such ma'aseh sheni. It doesn't have so much Kedusha as the original ma'aseh sheni. So now it's a shayla. So such ma'aseh sheni, you can't be poido, so there's no way to eat it outside Yerushalayim. So could you be yotzei mitzvah matzah in such a case or not? Here's the shayla. Me, I mean, do I say, Hoyo vila lakuach heavy. Since if you wouldn't have bought it, In other words, if it would have been the original Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim, and it would have become Tameh, you could be poisoned, you could take it outside. And also now that you made it Challah, I have a second Hoyle. Hoyle, if you didn't make it Challah, the Yitman, it would have become Tameh, Yesh Le'atib HaMashavis. There would have been Hechatim, Sadir, outside Yerushalayim. In other words, again, also, take these Peres, even though this wheat now is Challah, but after Maaseh Sheni Shaboy, even though the way it is now that was bought, you can't be poiderit, but since if it would have been the original Maaseh Sheni, you could be poiderit, so if Nofek Bey can still be Yitzer. Hashtanami Nofek Bey, now also we say like these two hoyles here. Oiduma maybe no. Chad hoyle amrinon, trei hoyle loy amrinon. Two hoyles we don't say, so far we don't say. Omar Rova, Rova gave a teres, Mistavri Shei Maaseh Chadu. Yes, we do say two hoyles. In other words, the Maaseh, what's wrong with these Peres right now? What Issah does this wheat have on it? It's called Maaseh Sheni. Even though it's not really Maaseh Sheni, it's only the money that you were paid to your Maaseh Sheni, you took to Yerushalayim, and you bought now new wheat. But since the Maaseh, what's the Issah on this wheat? It's considered the Issah is Maaseh Sheni. And the Issah, Maaseh Sheni by itself, you could be Yotze Mitzvah Matzah. That's the way we're passing in Rabbi Kiva holds. And since the Hechatim sat in Maaseh Sheni outside Yerushalayim, so Svaris Maaseh Sheni never parted you from Mitzvah Matzah. You could always be Yotze Mitzvah Matzah if it has a Shein Maaseh Sheni. So even though this Maaseh Sheni is a Shrach, with a less of the Kedusha, because it was only bought with money of Maaseh Sheni, and it's so less the Kedusha that it can't be paid through it. So even though this Maaseh Sheni doesn't have a Heter to eat outside, but since the actual Shein of Maaseh Sheni does have a Heter, Havad the Svaris will be Mutter also. That you would be Yotzer with matzah made from Maaseh Sheni that was only bought with the money of Maaseh Sheni, and even though now it's challah, still you would be Yotzer mitzvahs matzah. But then the end of Mishnah said, Chalas Toida Ratikin Ozer. If you have your matzahs that you made for Korban Toida, look, you have to bring 40 lechems by a Toida, or a Nozer also brings a lot of lechems, and they all can't be chometz, they have to be dafka matzah. So even though you made it for your korban and it's matzah, you can't be yotze mitzvah matzah Pesach by night. Why not? Minoan imili. Omar Rabba says, Yom HaKro, the Pesach says, Ushmartem es hamatzah.